Proclamation Number 0433 of 25th of May, 1938. Closeness of God. Earthly goods. Renunciation and sacrifice. Bring to the Lord all that is dear to you and worthy of you, and you'll be allowed to exchange them for far more beautiful things and receive them from His hand. But those who take pleasure in earthly things and do not want to give anything away will also be chained to the matter. They live one day at a time, but their hearts will never find the sweet peace that is only given to those earthly children, who willingly part with everything that is earthly. To become worthy of nearness to God, is such priceless goodness that all earthly goods collapse into nothing before it. Blinded by the fictitious goods of the earth, people find it difficult to separate themselves from it. They only always strive to increase these goods, and do not see thereby that the spiritual death accompanies these. That they are led through a long, dark tunnel, which often have no end during their time on earth. The sun, the brightly shining daylight, they carelessly give up for a dazzling work, which however brings their spirit to dark night. And thus the spiritual death, if humans do not come to the spiritual realization and sacrifice everything for this in order to attain for it the light of the divine mercy sun. Heaven's highest honors will be bestowed on those who never sought honor on earth. And heaven's highest pleasure will be to share, who on earth willingly gave up for the sake of the Lord. Thus the Lord repays 1,000 times what is sacrificed for His sake, and He considers each one according to his deeds on earth. But each one will have to consider that he does not prefer the goods of the earth to those of eternity. Because earthly property caters only for the well-being of the body and provides you with purely bodily pleasures. It gives you reputation only before humans. For eternity, it is completely worthless, yet far rather obstructive, because it will make the way upward more difficult for you. But a heart that gives everything and has no joy in earthly possessions and recognizes only the Lord as a desirable possession, will be considered in all fullness in eternity and will increase its spiritual possessions and wisely provide for all the needs of the soul, and it will, because it gave, receive unmeasured what will bring it highest bliss. Amen.